Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hello.
So I think our top entertainment story this week was definitely the Britney Spears news.
Okay.
She has been granted the opportunity to hire her own legal counsel.
It's crazy to me that she didn't already have that. It seems like part of it should be that.
She wasn't allowed to have her own lawyer. Like, it was picked by someone else.
That's crazy.
So I feel like a lot's changed in the Britney universe just this week.
I noticed on her Instagram, she's much more vocal now. Like every post.
She's very explicit about it now. Yeah. It's not couched in cryptic statements that formerly fans of hers have had to decipher.
Right.
She straight up said, "Free Britney."
Yes.
A few days ago.
No, all of her posts are very explicit now.
So this is a pretty big deal. She also explicitly stated in court during this hearing this past week that like she has been abused.
Yeah.
In this conservatorship. Let's talk about today. She posted an Instagram. This is from Yahoo Entertainment. It says, "Britney Spears slams loved ones for lack of support in conservatorship battle." Quote, did you put your hand out when I was drowning? It says, "Britney Spears just shut down supporters who she claims didn't speak out when she needed it the most." The Baby One More Time singer, I don't feel like she needs to be identified. We all know who Britney Spears is.
Is that the only song people know? Yeah. Sorry. Like, that song is so old now.
That was her first single. It says, "who is locked in a fierce legal battle to end her 13-year conservatorship overseen by her father, Jamie Spears, took to Instagram on Friday, July 16th to pen an angry post addressed to unnamed people who stayed silent." I believe she called out Jamie Lynn Spears, her sister.
I think she did, yeah.
So she said in this...
Oh, right. She said she performed her songs. Did you see that post?
Yes. This is from her Instagram post that she did yesterday. It says, "there's nothing worse than when the people closest to you who never showed up for you post things in regard to your situation, whatever it may be, and speak righteously for support. There's nothing worse than that. How dare the people you love the most say anything at all? Did they even put a hand out to me or lift me up at the time? How dare you make it public that now you care? Did you put your hand out when I was drowning? Again, no. So if you are reading this, you know who you are, and you actually have the nerve to say anything about my situation just to save face for yourself publicly. If you're going to post something, please stop with the righteous approach. When you're so far from righteous, it's not even funny." Then she did the middle finger emoji. "And have a good day. P.S. If you're reading this today and you can relate, I'm sorry because I know what it's like, and I send you my love." And then she did kisses, emojis. So I guess that wasn't the one where she like called out directly.
Yeah, she said something with her sister performing her songs with backing tracks or something.
It says, "though Spears did not address the note to anyone in particular, fans in the comments section were quick to point out that her sister Jamie Lynn Spears had recently posted a video showing support for Spears. Jamie Lynn has faced criticism for not speaking out about her father's involvement in Spears' conservatorship, as well as for allegedly benefiting financially from Spears' situation, which she has vehemently denied." So she also did a great Instagram post today, Britney. I think you put it in your story.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked that. She said, take me as I am or kiss my ass, eat shit, and step on Legos."
I like the escalation, you know, not just kissing your ass and eating shit and then step on Legos.
Yeah, I mean, that's hardcore. She went into more detail. This is from 5 hours ago.
This is the one where she said the thing about the sister.
Yes, she said, "For those of you who choose to criticize my dancing videos, look, I'm not going to be performing on any stages anytime soon with my dad handling what I wear, say, do, or think. I've done that for the past 13 years. I'd much rather share videos, yes, from my living room instead of on stage in Vegas, where some people were so far gone they couldn't even shake my hand and I ended up getting a contact high from weed all the time, which I didn't mind, but it would have been nice to be able to go to the motherfucking spa. And no, I'm not going to put on heavy makeup and try on stage again and not be able to do the real deal with remixes of my songs for years and begging to put out new music in my show for my fans, so I quit. I don't like that my sister showed up at an award show and performed my songs to remixes. My so-called support system hurt me deeply. This conservatorship killed my dreams. So all I have is hope, and hope is the only thing in this world that is very hard to kill." So she goes on, that was the post that we were referring to where she directly called out her sister.
I like that she's calling everyone out. And I honestly feel like she's probably still holding back a bit because she wants to get out of this conservatorship. But I'm kind of looking forward to her getting out and really laying into everyone.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
I bet she's keeping it low key still so she doesn't look, you know what I mean?
Like, well, there's probably horrific stuff that we still don't even know about.
Oh, totally.
That she hasn't revealed. Look, we're very pro Britney. We love you, Britney. Free Britney. So we'll keep you all posted as the situation unfolds.
Yeah.
And that's our Britney news for this week. Now on to something decidedly much lighter. Desi, you sent me this news story because it is very relevant to our interests. And that is that Robert Durst has diarrhea. This is from the Daily News. The New York Daily News, it says Robert Durst's murder trial delayed several hours due to, quote, unfortunate medical issue. So, yeah, they're in the middle of the Durst trial.
Yeah, it's the Susan Berman.
This for the Susan Berman murder. It's been ongoing. I guess it was delayed due to COVID.
Yes.
But it was delayed for several hours due to Durst's diarrhea.
Yeah. That article is wild because they go into a lot of diarrhea talk.
It says,
and messiness.
It says, Mr. Durst, at some time before he arrived at the courthouse this morning, was incontinent and had diarrhea and was unable to change or to be in court. So does that mean like he shit his pants?
I think he shit his pants on his way to court.
Right.
He always has something going on. This guy.
Oh, it says it was very awful, foul. So he had to be returned to the jail to be cleaned up. Who is this? His lawyer? Oh, it's his own lawyer was saying this.
His own lawyer's like, I'm fucking fed up.
Well, I think he has some stomach issues. He was always burping during the jinx.
Ooh, kind of like Bolsonaro. Remember?
Oh, well, yeah. He has turds coming out of his nose.
And he was hiccuping for 10 days before that. It's a wild poop news week.
It really is. And, you know, it's great for our show because we can't get through one show without talking about diarrhea in some capacity.
Absolutely.
Here's a food story. This is a story my mom sent me because she really wants me to apply for this job.
Oh.
And she was like dead serious. She's like, Rachel, they're paying $25,000. And that company is McCormick, as in
the spices.
The spice company. They're looking for a directo of taco relations.
A directo?
Director. Directo. I'm sorry.
Oh, me with the, it's like that Mr. Roboto. A directo.
Domo Arigato, Mr. Directo of taco relations.
Taco relations. When I needed you.
Dude, what is that song?
I don't know, but when I hear it, I'm like, this song is so amazing. Every time I'm high and that I put that song on.
Wait, you put that song
on? Oh, I've put it on. Yeah. You get high, you're like, what stupid ass shit can I listen to?
You know what? That is a song I probably would have, or probably did put on.
I think when you hear that song, if you're in the mood, you're like amazed that someone released this record. It's just crazy. It has a lot of parts too. That's what I always forget when I play it. I was like, oh yeah, now there's this part.
Well, it starts out with like, "Domo arigato." Yes. It's like very choral.
It's a very choral thing. Da, 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 da. I was like, they were going to write a rock opera, but then they didn't finish it. That's what I always think. Like,
I bet that's how that song came to be. I bet it was supposed to be part of a larger thing.
I think the album maybe is like a theme album. I just don't know the album.
Is that Styx?
Yes. But it's like later Styx. Like 80s.
Yeah.
Like it's not like the sailing or whatever. I'm sailing.
I hate that song. I know a lot of people like that song. I just don't like Styx.
I mean,
I think they're very corny.
They are corny.
But
for
I
sure.
do like Mr. Roboto.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
That's like,
I've played that song for kids and they're like, this is cool as hell.
Well, I first heard the song when I was a kid and I'm pretty sure it was in like a commercial.
Oh, maybe.
At Reply Me if you remember the commercial from the 90s that Mr. Roboto was used in.
I'm dying to know what that was.
I have no idea. I'm going to have to look it up after the show. But yeah.
So where were we?
Okay. So
Jesus Christ.
If you want to be the director of taco relations for McCormick, this is a description on their website. It says, "Do you eat tacos like it's your true calling? Now it really can be. McCormick is on the lookout for its first ever director of taco relations, and we're calling all taco fanatics to submit. As the director of taco relations, you will be McCormick's resident consulting taco expert. You will be our official eyes and ears for all things tacos. You'll have the opportunity to work with McCormick Kitchens teams to develop, innovate, and delish. Oh, innovative and delish taco recipes. Travel across the country in search of the latest taco trends, dialogue with other like-minded taco connoisseurs across social media, and be in on the latest street taco seasoning mixes developed by the McCormick Innovation Lab." This honestly sounds like our dream
job.
But
how much does this pay?
It pays a lot of money. Hold on. It says...
It was like $100,000 for 3 months or something, right?
Yeah. It was like $100,000 for 4 months.
I want to dialogue with taco connoisseurs.
It says payment, $25,000 a month, not to exceed $100,000. So I think it's like it's a short-term gig.
That sounds... Someone who listens to us, get this gig.
This is like...
dialogue.
This sounds way too good to be
That's a true. Lot of money.
It says about the role, this is a part-time limited-term engagement. Execution of an independent contractor agreement will be required, must be 21 and older, and a resident of the United States to submit. It says open to all experience levels. A previous taco job is not a prerequisite to submit, just a deep love of tacos. This is our job.
We should apply.
We should apply to this.
Just to see.
Well, we should apply to this also with this... stipulation that like, hey, we have a podcast and we would hype the fuck out of McCormick.
Yeah.
If we got
we'll
this
talk
job.
About tacos.
We already talk about tacos.
We'll have a taco segment.
Taco talk.
Ooh.
Taco talk.
I like how I was impressed by that. Yes. Taco talk.
Ooh,
wow, Rachel.
Wow.
You're so smart.
You must have excellent storytelling skills, including through video and social media. Possess a teamwork mentality. I guess we're a team.
Kind of.
Okay. Available to sign a contract by the end of August 2021 and work up to 20 hours per week. This job sounds too good to be true.
I'm jealous of someone who gets it.
This is one of those jobs where you don't apply to because you think, what are the chances I would even get this? Because like a million people are probably applying to
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
The fact that it says no experience necessary except for a love of tacos is something that is blowing my mind because I swear to God, there are entry level jobs where they're like, how come you don't have a master's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like every job.
What about a passion for something? How about
yeah,
that?
Right. I may be a dumb bitch on paper,
yeah.
but spiritually, I'm very
also a
wise.
Dumb bitch.
No, spiritually, I'm a dumb bitch, but I'm very wise.
Yes.
So, okay, you have to make a creative video showcasing your personality and passion for tacos and why you should be the first ever director of taco relations.
Okay, so this is where I'm out.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had to make a video where you have to, like, I'm not going to do a good video.
Yeah.
I'm very low key.
I feel like I'm going to need TikTok skills to make a creative video. And I don't have that.
No. Okay. Well.
Oh, you also have to include your favorite taco themed trivia and fun facts. Do you have any favorite taco trivia?
Zero, but I could Google it and probably find something.
You know what I would put in my video is that at a taco festival in LA several years ago, I ate a penis taco.
You did?
Yeah.
How come you never told me?
I did on the show before.
Oh, you did? It was penis meat? It was. Or it got.
It was penis meat. Yes, from the animal, the penis.
So dumb. Penis, I'm gonna choke
from the penis species.
I'm sorry. Oh my god,
it was a bull penis taco. And okay, so Tacolandia, I don't know if they've ever done this festival more than one time, but I went to Tacolandia once, and basically you pay an entry fee. And for the price of this entry fee, you get unlimited tacos, and the tacos is like all these different vendors. And what I realized towards the end of the day after eating like all these different kinds of tacos was that, oh, the vendors, this is to promote their business, but also to try out weird off the wall taco ideas.
Oh,
that is not ready for prime time yet.
Right.
So I had like some just very interesting, like not your typical taco things, like a sardine taco,
right?
And just stuff like that, that you wouldn't necessarily find. And so I had a bull penis taco, and my friend Christina was like, you have to eat it. It's free. And we both ate it. It was not for me.
Is it tough? Sorry.
I don't even remember. I just remember not being able to eat more than one bite of it.
Was there crema on it?
I don't even think so. I couldn't eat more than one bite because mentally I couldn't get around it, that I was eating a dick.
That seems hard to get over.
I couldn't get it.
It sounds like something that someone does to you, like the wife of the woman you cheated with her husband, and then she feeds you a taco, and you're like, and she's like, that's his dick. And you're like, oh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, that's your dick.
No, like, she's making you eat the dick of the guy you cheated with.
Right.
It's her husband.
I guess you would notice if you were eating your own dick.
Yeah, because you'd be like, where's my dick? Yeah. It's very like Hannibal.
Yeah, it seems like a revenge fantasy.
I mean, I would love to go to that taco event. Because I would sometimes like to try something, but it's like, I know I'm probably not going to like it, but I'd like to have one bite.
That's what it was good for. The thing is, I wasn't satiated when I left. Like, I wasn't like, Well, I ate a lot of tacos, but none of them were like, oh my God, that was amazing. It was
weird.
Because it was all these sort of, I just remember it being a lot of off the wall tacos.
Right. So they didn't have any normal ones.
Yeah. It wasn't like, here's our
classic, and then here's a weird one.
No, I just felt like there were so many. That's all I remember. That's honestly just what I remember. Is I remember eating a sardine taco, and I remember eating a penis taco.
Yeah, those were the standouts.
I don't remember like, oh, I had the best chicken taco.
That's weird.
So okay, that's our taco story. We have another food story. This is from Popeyes.
Ooh.
And you know we love Popeyes on the show. This is from Delish.com. Popeyes chicken nuggets are coming.
Ooh.
Now, I have a very specific definition, like for my own personal definition of what a chicken nugget is versus what a chicken tender is.
Okay.
Versus what popcorn chicken is. And I think these Popeyes nuggets fall under the category of popcorn chicken because it's essentially pieces of breast meat that are chopped up and deep fried. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when I think of a nugget, I think it has to be ground chicken, breaded and deep fried.
I don't think that. I think it should be a bigger chunk of white meat chicken deep fried, but I don't think it has to be ground.
I always think of a nugget as like it's a different thing.
Oh. I mean, that's like based on McDonald's.
But think about Wendy's has the same principle.
I've never, I don't know Wendy's.
If you've had nuggets anywhere else versus tenders, tenders and nuggets.
Tenders, I think, are long and thin.
Yes.
Nuggets, I think, can be white. I think I would only eat a nugget if it was a chunk of white meat battered and deep fried.
Well, that's what Popeyes is doing.
Okay.
To me, I think this is closer to popcorn chicken. It looks...
But is popcorn chicken a thing like popcorn shrimp is?
Well, they had it at KFC for years.
Oh, that's right.
I used to get those.
Because I think Popeyes has popcorn shrimp, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've also ordered those from Popeyes. So it says starting July 27th, Popeyes locations in the United States, Puerto Rico, and Canada will be offering chicken nuggets. Similar to the chicken tenders, the nuggets will be made with seasoned white meat, breast pieces, which are hand battered and breaded in buttermilk, then fried until crispy and golden brown.
Those sound good.
You will also have the option of the classic chicken nuggets or an order of the nuggets prepared in signature Popeye sauce. Choose between Bayou Buffalo, Bold BQ, Blackened Ranch, Buttermilk Ranch, Mardi Gras Mustard, and Sweet Heat.
Ooh.
Well, those are all the flavors. But they come with the dipping sauce.
Those sound good.
Here's a picture of them.
Mm.
They look good.
I like that kind of nugget.
I mean, I trust Popeyes. I'm always satisfied after I eat Popeyes.
I've never had the popcorn shrimp. Is it good?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
I mean, you don't see popcorn shrimp a lot. Usually,
no.
Like you don't see it a lot anymore. I feel like I saw it a lot more when I was a kid.
I was actually thinking about that today. Like, what is the origin of calling it popcorn? Because you're eating it like popcorn?
Yeah, because it's like little pieces.
I like that. It's cute.
Yeah, it's like popcorn shrimp. And here's a story we got sent from our listener named Ryan. This is a very old story, but they said it was like on brand for us.
Okay.
And you know what? It is on brand for us. This is out of the Daily Mail. And it's about, I don't know who this reality star is because it sounds like a British reality star. It says, troubled reality TV star Brian Harvey has provided an astonishing explanation for the bizarre and terrifying accident in which he was run over by his own Mercedes, claiming it was caused by a meal of three giant baked potatoes smothered in tuna, mayonnaise, and cheese. Harvey, speaking for the first time about the incident that nearly cost him his life, says he fell under the car as he leaned out of the driver's door to be sick because he had eaten too much.
Oh.
And the Mercedes rolled over him.
Wait, he fell out of the window?
Well,
he opened the door.
He opened the door to puke, and then I guess he fell out and the Mercedes rolled over him.
Wait, now these potatoes sound like jacket potatoes.
Yeah, and I think we dunked on jacket potatoes.
And then someone sent us a link about them.
Yeah, we were making fun of jacket potatoes, and they said it's just the same as a baked potato, to which I counter with, in principle, yes, but the fillings that the Brits put in these potatoes are very odd.
And one of them was tuna, I remembered.
And peas.
Ugh, come on.
The tuna, look. I love the Brits. We have a lot of British listeners. There's a lot of British food that I do like. Tuna on a baked potato, that's not for me.
Although every once in a while, and I don't think I would like it, but I have a weird craving for tuna casserole. I'm sorry.
Really?
Like, I don't even know if I've ever had it, but I can like picture it. And I'm like, I would like to taste one bite of that.
Yeah.
But I know I would not like want to eat a bunch of it.
Right.
It's like if someone made it, I would like have some.
Right.
I don't know what that weird craving is. Like maybe it's some weird childhood something or other. I have right. No idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's comfort food.
Hot tuna.
And you know what? And there's nothing wrong with hot tuna in certain contexts.
Right.
Like if you're making a, like a puttanesca and you put in some tuna
oh,
in
yeah.
there, you know, you can do that. Okay. So Harvey, this guy, Harvey, he fractured his pelvis in seven places, broke his ribs, and punctured his lungs. He lay unconscious for 3 weeks and had to endure 12 hours of surgery as the doctors battled to rebuild his shattered frame.
Damn.
It says now, as he is nursed by his model girlfriend, Emma B.
Aww.
I thought at first that they were talking about Emma Bunton.
I know, me too.
But I guess not.
I was like, well, they wouldn't have specified model.
They would have said, yeah. Emma Bunton.
Yeah.
Harvey, he was the lead singer of the 90s boy band East 17. So I guess he was this boy band singer and a reality star.
There's a whole world of UK celebrities
that we know nothing about.
That I'll see them when I look at a Daily Mail. They'll be like the front page news.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've never heard of them.
Yeah. And that makes me wonder, like, do we have celebrities in America who Brits are like, who the
remember
fuck
that
is
celebrity?
That?
Her name was like Jordan or something.
Oh yeah.
And she had like the boyfriend. I can't remember. He was also sort of famous.
They're always really tan.
They look like not British. They look like American. Like, they're so tan, and they usually have huge fake tits too. Like,
Brits have trashy people too.
I know, but it's like shocking when you see it. Do you know what I mean? Like, when they're sort of taking all those American styles,
those stereotypes,
the stereotypes of like the big tits and like the plastic surgery, like whatever,
like very Jersey Shore aesthetic.
Yes, the aesthetic is off. But yeah,
no, I totally know what you mean. I will, like, if I'm looking at one of those British rags, like the Daily Mail, they'll have some headline that's like an insane headline about some celebrity I've never heard about.
But it's like, they were on Big Brother season 2, and like those people become major stars.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh, they're always talking about Big Brother.
Yeah.
In those rags.
They love it.
They love that show.
Cool.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I feel bad for him.
Well, this is from 2005, so you don't have to feel too bad for him.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe let's see where he is now. Maybe he like died. I don't know. Brian Harvey. He was 30 at the time of this story. Okay. Brian Harvey, not the computer scientist. Here he is. Brian Lee Harvey. He's a British singer from London. He was the lead singer of pop band East 17, later renamed E17. You know what he looks like? He looks like he would be in Good Charlotte.
Oh.
Like, he has that very flashy sort of pop punk. I mean, this is a picture I'm looking at from 2007, so that's probably half of it. But he's wearing like a trucker hat and he has tattoos.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think he's okay now. I think he's, yeah, that's it. That's my story.
Cool.
I think that's all my news stories, Desi. Should we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money. Not only did they help me find and cancel some of my unwanted subscriptions, in general, they've given me a great picture of my financial status and helped me save money. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love the dashboard that shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. That's rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene.
Now, the question we just asked ourselves during the break was, should we do an episode on Jordan, a.k.a. Katie Price? I don't know anything about her except the fact that we've seen her in the tabloids for years.
We should do like an all UK month or something.
Yes.
So we'll have a bunch of different, like bigger stars, but then we could do Katie Price, a.k.a. Jordan.
I want to know everything about her now just because bringing her up, just from seeing her face everywhere for so long.
She was so famous for like a hot minute. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think she has a tell-all memoir book. So,
oh, I bet.
Maybe it's juicy. I don't know.
We'll look into it.
I did watch some amazing content this week.
Oh.
One thing I watched, which was really fun, was the sequel to a horror movie called 47 Meters Down. The sequel is called 47 Meters Down Uncaged. It's a shark movie.
Ooh.
The first one I thought was good. It was with Mandy Moore and somebody else. I don't remember. The sequel is with a bunch of people I don't know, but also Aiden from Sex and the City is in it.
Oh.
Desi, you have to see this movie.
Okay.
I think it's not, is it a good movie?
Do I have to see the first one?
No. Okay. No, it is completely separate from the first one.
Okay.
It is just, it's, they're not even 47 meters down. They just wanted to cash in on that name, I guess.
I don't even know how far that is. Is that far?
It's pretty far. So
47 meters down plus 10? No, 47 meters down. What is it called?
Uncaged.
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 Okay, 47 so, meters down. Got it.
Look, is it a good movie? No. Is it a great movie to watch when you want some action and some really bad dialogue? Yes.
It looks scary. Look.
Yeah, it was scary.
Okay.
I mean, it was like...
Where is it?
On Amazon.
Okay.
Okay. There were multiple points during this movie where I screamed and laughed out loud.
Oh.
There was this one part in the movie where I was fucking roaring because one of the characters is giving like a motivational speech when you think all hope is lost, and this motivational speech happens, and right in the middle of the speech, a fucking shark bodies them.
I love it.
And I laughed my fucking ass
off. That's perfect.
I think you will love this movie. Okay. It is so absurd. It is a hidden gem. Please don't come at me if you thought this movie sucked. I know it sucks, but I loved it. So I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Highly recommend it if you like shark movies.
I do.
Yeah. I think you'd like it. I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on it.
Okay.
There was another bad, good, good, bad movie I watched this week, and I don't really remember. So what'd you watch?
I finally watched 2012.
Oh, what'd you think?
We didn't talk about that.
We didn't talk about it.
Well, first of all, it's like an hour too long. Like that is just one part of that. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes. That is a very long movie.
It's very long.
I think I said to you, like at some point I was like, there's still an hour left. Like it was like crazy because the action starts really fast in this movie. So it's not a lot of preamble.
No.
And that's why I think I was kind of shocked. I was like, well, where do we go from here for an hour or more? Like, right. What else could possibly happen?
Right.
I mean, I liked it. I like those kind of bad movies. And yeah. To be honest, the dumber, the better. Like, I don't want anything to make sense. I don't really care as long as it's entertaining. I think, what's his face? John Cusack is perfect in this type of role because he's kind of an asshole persona. So he kind of fits this role. I thought it was really laugh out loud funny.
Totally.
With his book. Like the whole book thing was so dumb. Like like what a plot point. Like that's basically what saved his life. It's like did some writer write this movie so he could prove a point to his ex-wife? Like see, like I told you my book could, like do you know what I mean? I feel like someone had a point to prove with that book whole, that book storyline for some reason.
Absolutely. Because it was also a very specific number of people who had read his book. It was like only 420 people have read my book. And then like it doesn't.
The one important person was one of them. And then they would also read passages from it. There was just like, I was like, this writer has a point to prove to his ex-wife.
It probably was actual passages from that writer's book.
Yeah. It was very funny. There's like a lot of things that made me laugh, like the Russian guy with his two sons.
Oh my God.
I don't know why that was just so fun, over the top, like a stereotype that was just kind of funny.
Everything in the movie is over the top and absurd, and it's like packed with stars.
One of my favorite things in movies lately, and since I've been watching a lot of action movies, I noticed this and I really appreciate it. When there's a character they need to get rid of, they'll just kill them. Do you know what I mean? Like, when it's like, this character is inconvenient. Like, I'm not going to tell you who, because I don't want to give spoilers, I guess. So, because I can't stand the fucking emails about it. But it's like, I just like when they're like, let's just kill them.
Yeah.
Like, even though it doesn't really make sense and they're a good person. Like, I don't feel like doing three episodes. Like, there was something in a show too recently where, like, let's just kill the wife. Like, just get rid of her.
Right.
There's something where it's kind of like refreshing. You're like, oh, thanks for not dragging it out. We were all bored by them too. Like,
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it was definitely a fun movie. It's long. So, I think the first time I started it way too late. That's why I fell asleep. This time I stayed up for it.
But it's fun.
It's fun.
It's definitely a fun movie. Don't go into it thinking it has to have some deep meaning or purpose.
Also, Woody Harrelson is in it, and he's literally like my favorite actor, or one of them. I could like watch him in anything.
Yeah.
He's so good. He'll sell any bullshit role, and this one is completely crazy.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else. I did watch season 4 of 90 Day Fiancé. I'm trying to catch up on that show still. And I saw that, I really want to see that Nicolas Cage movie Pig.
Yeah, me too.
So maybe I'll see that soon. I don't know. I mean, I didn't watch that much. I've been very busy this week. And as you probably hear from my voice, I've been having allergy attacks. So I've been trying to sleep.
Yeah, we have had a busy week. I think we only talked about this on the Patreon last week, that Desi's going out of town. So we've had a lot of
preparing work for the 2 weeks I'm gone.
Exactly. So yeah, we've had a lot to do. That's part of the reason this episode is late this week. We've had stuff going on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I said this on our Patreon last week that I am rewatching Dexter.
Oh, right.
I'm enjoying the hell out of rewatching it. It's very, it's a very good show. I'm excited for the, is it a reunion? What do you even call that? Like a reboot? They're doing a limited series, an additional season.
With the same people?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So it's not a remake.
I guess it's like a,
it's kind of like what they're doing with Sex and the City.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know what that's called.
And what they're allegedly doing with Ray Donovan.
Oh.
Well, no. Ray Donovan, I think, is going to be a movie.
Okay.
Because didn't Ray Donovan have like a kind of cliffhangery ending?
I honestly don't remember.
I should watch
like 8,000 shows since quarantine started. They've all blended together.
Yeah. But Dexter, very satisfying rewatch.
What are you on now?
I'm at the end of season 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's the Jimmy Smith season.
Yeah. It's okay. The Jimmy Smith season. And I was telling Desi like how incredible it is that there's so much I don't remember from it. So it hasn't been like
I'm
boring.
The same. I remembered nothing. Like every once in a while I'd have flashes. I was like, oh yeah. Like
same. There's like certain like things I remember, but for the most part, it's like, oh, I don't even remember this.
I remember it when I see it. Like I don't know where it's going a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you watch anything else or should we talk about food?
No, let's go to food.
What'd you eat?
I don't remember, but let's talk about what you made for tonight. That's what's really relevant, don't you think?
I made a cake that Desi inspired me to make a few weeks ago. This is a cake I assume that you probably ate growing up in the South.
Absolutely.
Well, before you moved to New York.
Yes.
It's a fruit cocktail cake. Now, this is a kind of cake I never ate growing up.
I would eat this cake with my grandma.
Like really?
She would make this cake and I would have, this is like a very specific good memory from my childhood. I would eat that cake with her and we would have coffee with Cremora.
What's
in it.
That?
It's powdered cream. It's like powdered cream.
Yeah.
But it tastes good.
Yeah.
Like I used to eat it from the spoon.
Yeah.
Here's like a very thing, like if you stick it in on the spoon, the top gets wet and then the crumble, you have to get past the wet and then it's still crumbly underneath.
Yeah.
It's just a weird thing. And then we would like also embroidery sometimes. It was like very grandma activities.
This is like your one wholesome memory.
Yes. And I always wanted to get the piece with the cherry, because usually in a can of fruit cocktail, there's one cherry.
Yeah.
And so if you get this cake, it's like to get the piece with the cherry. Was like the most special, you know, thing.
Yeah.
So
I found a recipe a few weeks ago. I finally made the cake. It's basically it's one of those recipes where you just dump everything in a bowl and mix it together.
Yeah.
There's no creaming of butter and sugar.
No.
Or whatever.
There's not even any butter.
There's not even any butter in it. It's literally, the cake is like a can of fruit cocktail, and it specifies in heavy syrup, flour, eggs, sugar, and then you bake that, and then it has a topping that you make that's like evaporated milk, coconut, pecans, butter, and more sugar.
Yeah.
And then you do that thing where you poke holes in the top,
yeah,
and then you pour that warm topping over the warm cake, and it all soaks in. So it's a very moist cake.
It's good.
It turned out really good.
Wait, you had never had that before?
Never.
Oh.
I've never had that cake before. I didn't have any of the kinds of cakes growing up where you like substitute with use a can of Diet Coke or use a can of Coke.
I feel like
this is more of a Southern experience.
Well, in general, I think a lot of places in the country used canned products when they were baking or cooking, right?
Yeah.
So your mom did not use those things.
Yeah. Everything growing up was like very hippy dippy, homemade,
yeah,
from scratch. But you know what? I find joy in eating canned fruit cocktail as well.
Oh yeah. You liked fruit cocktail.
I loved fruit cocktail as a kid, and we didn't have it in my house growing up, though. There was some times where I'd be like, Mom, please buy me canned peaches.
Yeah. Canned peaches are so good.
I loved them.
Yeah.
So that was like a specialty or a delicacy for me.
Yes. No, I think canned fruit can be good. It's
a
different thing. It's not a replacement.
Right. It's a different thing.
Yeah.
So, I really like this cake. I will make it again. I'm sending Desi home with a ton of it because I cannot eat this whole. I mean, I could. I bet I could.
It's really good. And I like when it was warm.
Yeah.
It tasted good.
Yeah.
I mean, coconut and pecan is a combo I'm going to always be down with. Like, I like that combo in a buttery, creamy sauce. Mm. Like, it's good.
It's a good combo.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's like, I think, the most exciting thing I ate this week.
Yeah.
We had some pizza for dinner.
It was very good.
From Triple Beam. That was good. Nothing else really to write home about, to tell you the truth.
Nope. So let's just end it.
Let's end the show. Okay. Well, we're going to do some special episodes for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because
so we'll still have content.
There's still going to be content.
And there'll be new stuff up for patrons.
We will have new content on the Patreon. And we're going to have our regularly scheduled main episode this Tuesday.
Yeah.
But then the you'll see.
Yes, yeah, it'll be fine.
You're going to get content.
Okay.
You're going to get content.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.